Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet with the bridegroom. But 5 of them were foolish and 5 wise. For the foolish took their lamps but did not take oil with them. And the wise took oil in their flasks with their lamps. But the bridegroom was delayed. All of them became drowsy and fell asleep. But in the middle of the night there was a cry, "Look, the bridegroom, come out and meet him." Then all the virgins awoke and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give to us from your oil, because our lamps are going out." But the wise ones answered, saying, "Perhaps there will not be enough for us and you. Rather, you should go to those who are selling and buy oil for yourselves." And when they went away to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went with him into the wedding festival, and the door was shut. But later, the remaining virgins came, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, saying, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day nor the hour." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your words. Father, as we come to hear your words this evening, I pray that you open our hearts and our minds to hear what you have to say. Father, may it be your message and not my message that we hear. Father, make the words that come from my mouth your words. Father, if necessary, use the Holy Spirit to push me out of the way so that it is your words that we hear. I say all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. And as I always like to start every message, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to welcome you here today in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And, I'm sorry, I was hoping that something would come to me, but it's not, so I need to apologize to you folks tonight. You see, I had plenty of time to write a message. Pastor Mike had asked me to do this, and I had more than ample time to write a message for tonight, but I come to you and I have to beg your forgiveness because I'm not prepared. I come to you without a message, and I only have the scripture picked out for a message, and actually I'm using the same one that Pastor Mike used on Sunday because I thought it'd be easy. And I know that the Lord, can use this message. He probably even called me to use it, but I haven't written it yet. However, if you're willing to wait, what I'll do is I'll go back to my office. I'll go right back there, and I'll write a message. Now, past experience has taught me that this will take between 10 and 15 hours. So if you're just willing to wait while I go and write this message... Now, I really do truly need to ask your forgiveness because I am telling a bit of a fib. I did actually write a complete message, but I wanted to make a point. And so just out of curiosity, who would have waited the 10 hours? No, I didn't think so. And I certainly wouldn't blame any of you. But tonight our message is about what it means to be prepared. And prepared for what? I mean, that's a good question. What should we be preparing for or prepared for? Well, as we look at the beginning of this passage, we see the word then. Then doesn't seem like a very big word. It's a word we use all the time. But it sets the tone for this passage. It sets what's happening. The Greek word is tata, and it means then or at that time. You see, it tells us that this is a specific moment. It tells us that we see Jesus is actually making an eschatological statement. Eschatological is really just a fancy way of saying that Jesus is talking about the end times. He's talking about when the end of time comes or when the kingdom of heaven arrives. He says it will be like this parable. So when the kingdom of heaven arrives, there are going to be a bunch of virgins waiting around with lanterns. Remember, this is a parable. This isn't actually a literal telling. But it's an explanation of a first century wedding tradition. You see, the bridegroom would lead the procession through the streets after the wedding was over. And there would be a party back at the groom's house. And here he would be greeted, essentially, by the bridesmaids. They would have all gone ahead, and they'd be there with lit torches. And those with torches were assumed to be part of the wedding party. And those without, well, they were party crashers. I mean, it sounds kind of fun, right? But that brings us to the question now of who is waiting? Who are these virgins? We need to understand who these virgins are, or better yet, who they represent. Well, they're the world. They are the world that is waiting for the bridegroom. They're waiting for the bridegroom, Jesus, to arrive. They're waiting the time when Jesus will arrive. Now, the foolish ones, they thought they were prepared. They thought that they had it all together. You know, it reminds me of Luke 12, verses 16 through 20, where it says, "And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, 'What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops.' Then he said, 'This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And then I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool. This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?'" The foolish ones have only prepared for themselves. And for the here and now is what they're ready for. And it's only too late till they realize that they weren't really prepared for the coming of the bridegroom. And they are suddenly hoping that because they happen to be just hanging around, that someone will give them what they need. It reminds me of something my wife says occasionally. Those who are waiting for the 11th hour might pass on at 10:30. And they say, "Give to us from your oil because our lamps are going out." But like me here, they've had time to prepare. They just wanted to play a little longer. They want to live in their sin a little longer. However, the wise ones are properly prepared. And the wise one took oil in their flasks of their lamps. And now the time has come. Now, Jesus is the bridegroom that the whole world is waiting for. And this parable reminds us that it doesn't matter what we're doing, that time will come. The bridegroom will come for his bride, and the bride is his church. Isaiah 54:5 puts it this way, "For your maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. The God of the whole earth he is called." God will come for those who believe, and he will take the church into his kingdom, and the door will be shut. These are the Christians who put Christ first and are awaiting his arrival. And thanks be to God that we have that oil, that we are waiting for the bridegroom who loves us. It is with thanksgiving that we are part of that party. It is with thanks to God that we know Jesus and that we have his grace and it has filled our lamps. So we stand awaiting, but rejoicing, thankful that he is coming for us to join with him. Thankful for our Savior and our bridegroom, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for the lamp. Thank you for the oil. Thank you for making us your bride. Father, help us to remember all these wonderful things that you do and have done for us through your Son, the one who died for us, the one who lives for us, the one who sent his Holy Spirit so that we may also live in him. Father, help us to write these words upon our heart, to take them from here, share them with others, Lord, so that they may understand, that they may feel and receive this grace, so that they may await their bridegroom with a lamp filled with oil. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.